When did the Catterjohns get to Paducah?
That's Frederick William F. W. Catterjohn, being my great grandfather. He came from, at the time, from Prussia. It's Germany now. And as to why he came, I've never really quite known. He came and visited in Cincinnati because he had some relatives there. But then mainly he went to Red Wing, Minnesota. And now how he learned the brick business, I'll never know. But he started Catterjohn Brick Company in Paducah in about 1870. It's right after the Civil War. He lived at the time as a farm. Are you familiar where the drugstore is? Catterjohn Drugstore in Paducah. That area was a farm, and behind it was what we call a holler. Well, that's where he dug all the mud to make bricks. He was in the brick business. Practically every building in Paducah that was built from about 1875 to 1910 has some Catterjohn brick in it. Now, a lot of people don't know much about the South Side. It's still there and it's still operating. But I always wondered why my father picked that location. And he said, well, it was one of the best locations in Paducah. I said, well, how could that be? He said, well, the Union Station, the passenger station, was only about three or four blocks away. And a trolley came right by where the drugstore is, made a turn right there. And folks would stop and buy things at the drugstore before they got ready to get on a train at the station.
So your great-grandfather was a brick man.
Yes.
And your father was a pharmacy man.
That's right.
And then you went into pharmacy as well.
That's right. There was my father, my brother, me, my sister-in-law. I think that's about all. Kyle, third generation running that drugstore right now. Gets close to 100 years old.
That's a big accomplishment for a family.
Well, it really is in the same family, you know. We're proud of it.
Gene Catterjohn is a natty dresser with bright eyes, a ready wit, and a winning smile. Pharmacist, pilot, and military aviator, sales rep, cleaning business innovator, and banker all rolled into one. His father-in-law, Horace Owen, invited him to get into his business, Owen Cleaners. Despite the fact he didn't know anything about dry cleaning, Mr. Catterjohn prospered with it, and now Catterjohn's daughter and son-in-law, Carolyn and David Perry, own and operate the Paducah Institution.
At one time, I was one of the largest coin-operated operators in the United States. The first one we put in, we used home type or coin-operated type. We wore those out in about less than 2 years. We were busy. So my father-in-law saw an ad, stainless steel washer, built in Sweden. He told me, he said, order one of those washers. And we put it in our regular commercial laundry, and we saw it was a fine machine. It cost about, at that point, about $900 to $1,000 a piece. And you could buy a $150 washer. So people says, you're crazy. But they were good machines. And they did a good job. And they lasted a long time. At one time, I had six stores in Paducah. I had about 400 washers and about 300 or 400 dryers.
Who were the people who fixed them? Because that must have been a big job all the time.
It was a big job. There were two people. They lived outside of Smithland, the land between the lakes, folks. They were good, practical people. They weren't electrical engineers or anything, but they knew how to fix things when it got broken. I said, quit using the barbed wire, buy a new part. Oh, we got along fine. At one time, I had a big parts business, shipped parts all over the United States. And then I farmed another company that actually built coin laundries under the name of Launaw, L-A-U-N-L, equipment company. And I had it trademarked. And I also invented a thing that made a tire more efficient. Well, it's called a Launaw preheater. You see, this is true of their home, but in a commercial, I think it's more dramatic. You have a lot of heat to heat the clothes and get the water out of them, dry them. Well, that all goes out in the air. The secret is you want to use the heat, but not the air. So we scavenged off the heat and to then preheated the air coming into the dryer using the exhaust heat. And I had a patent on that. And on every one of them, they put a plaque, paid me $5 a piece for every one he sold. Do you know Dr. Johnson in Paducah? He's a fellow about my age. His wife called me one time and says, Gene, says, David, one of their sons, was using a coin laundry and looks in the back, and on there it's got a long old preheater, Herman Catterjohn, Paducah, Kentucky. I said, that's me.
Mr. Catterjohn's service with the Paducah Bank Board started in the early 80s. He was also running the cleaners and being invited to participate in national industry groups, as well as the American Board of a large global British dry cleaning company, traveling to London and Cincinnati regularly for meetings.
Who were your buddies coming up in business?
Well, Irv Bright was a big one. Bright's close call. Really, Mr. Fred Nagel was a close friend of mine, president of Citizens Bank. And they're the one that financed Owen Cleaners to do what it wanted to. In the meantime, I was on the Paducah Bank Board. So when they made me chairman of the board of the bank, after a few months, I went to see Fred. I said, Fred, I hate to do it because you loaned us some money to get Owen Cleaners started. And I never had any problems. He said, well, we didn't have any problems. You always paid us back. I said, well, I tried to, and I did. And I said, but Fred, I'm chairman of the board now, and it looks kind of funny that I have one of my main accounts with you. He started laughing. He said, I wondered when you're going to realize it. I'll tell you what I'm the most proud of being involved, and it involves the bank. The bank took on a project of redeveloping an area of town that was so terrible. There was a place to buy drugs. The houses were in terrible shape. But the Paducah Bank went in there and supported people buying these old houses and making them loans to dress those houses up. Developed even more than that. People came and built some buildings. And they converted what was a terrible part of town to a wonderful part of town, Lower Town.
Okay, number two, proudest of.
You have to have lived here all your life to realize. Paducah's a little town in West Kentucky. Who ever heard of Paducah? Well, now people know about Paducah. And that's partly because of I-24. But the next part of it is the development, primarily franchises, in this whole area, including Murray, I think, has really picked up this end of the state. The level of education in West Kentucky has always bothered me, and it's improving and improving and improving. And now we have a Murray's presence in Paducah, which I'm real proud of, and I hope Murray's proud of it too.
It might not have turned out this way for Catterjohn, as his friends call him. After high school, he had a commission to West Point, but an eye test nixed that. Even so, the Army took him for World War II after he graduated from Purdue University. First an artilleryman, he volunteered for pilot training as a forward observer. Although he didn't see combat duty then, as a reservist, he was called up during the Korean War, flying just 2.5 months before being called home for his daughter's birth.
I flew in Korea during combat, and so I got a couple of air medals. That didn't mean anything as far as I'm concerned. To have been over there under those circumstances and come back home, as you said, really, I've had a charmed life.